Through the Shadows, Scenes from Childhood. In the Secret Garden.
We used to take off and just disappear for the day. We wanted to be amongst ourselves and not to be with our parents.
I had a favorite tree that I'd climb, and I'd sit up in that tree for hours and hours and hours and just watch the sky and watch the clouds. I think that's something that we really lose when we get older, is the ability to just sit and look.
I was looking around and I found a ladybug. Then I put it in a jar. Then I saw a little white insect that was flying around, and it landed in a spider's web. And the spider ran out, but the insect fell right through the spider web.
I would imagine myself a great explorer. We used to hide around on the other side of the house, down in a drain pipe. Nobody ever found us there.
Where I could see everybody and they couldn't see me. And they'd all wander around yelling at me and saying, "You have to wash the dishes, come on here." And she'd say, "Where were you? I was hollering for you." I'd say, "Well, I didn't hear you."
We had hangouts. My main place was the clay hill. Well, it was where they made bricks, and they would dig out the clay to make bricks, and they would leave gouges and things. And we'd go over and form us a sliding board on the slick clay by pouring water on it. And I played. Well, you could tell if I'd been there. And I got a whipping every time. Because some places were very dangerous.
And it had the foundation of an old barn there. We were told that it was very dangerous. And so naturally that increased the attractiveness of playing there.
Oh, I climbed hills all the time. That was my favorite thing to do, was just to get out and be by myself. If you wanted to see what was on the other side of one of those ridges, you climb up to the top, and there would be other ridges. And you climb a little higher one, and there's other ridges. And they all fell away from you like petals in a rose.
The mountain was my imaginary country. And I built a picnic area and paths.
We had little walkie-talkies that we made out of pieces of wood that had a little hole cut in the side where we kept a map of the local region. It was always fun to sneak around, not to be seen.
Oh, that's your mother, the little girl.
How did Mommy get onto that island?
She has long legs, I guess. Uh-oh, she's going to have wet legs in a minute.
One day, I opened up the water meter and I found a black widow spider. I knew how to recognize it by the hourglass design on its belly. I caught it before you decided to catch it. I turned it over. So I caught the black widow spider and brought it home in a jar.
What did you push it in with?
The lid.
It doesn't
sound like. How did you happen to have a jar?
I ran up to the house and said, "I found a black widow spider! I found a black widow spider!"
Mommy, give me a jar.
And Mom said, "Oh, here's a jar, dear."
And then I ran back into the house and I brought my ladybug back out and dropped it into the spider's web, but the spider didn't come out.
I spent a lot of time in the top of that willow tree. I could see everywhere, all around, but nobody could see me.
We had a lot of tree forts. There were all these deformed, huge stumps of trees that were hollowed out with new trees growing up next to them. One of them was the witch's house because it was had all these pointy, charred stumps around it, like a turret of a castle.
My sister and I would go up there and look down and say, "We're on top of the world. Everybody knows we climbed Mount Everest," and we'd be waving at the rest of the world.
And we had nailed some planks up there, so we had a little platform up in the tree. I've kept that place a secret for, must have been 2-3 years.
Look at the roots on that tree. They've all been washed away by the river, and this tree's still standing. It's a great place for little kiddies to climb.
I always thought that there were little spirits out in the woods, and fairies and gnomes and things like that, and I always liked to put little trays of water and stuff in the roots of a tree in a little mossy place, and then 3 days later I'd come back and it would be gone, you know. But I was always sure that my little people had come and done that.
The earth there was always moist and had this nice earthy smell. You put a shovel in it and you flip it over and the little worms would come out, and it was just great. We just started digging. We were going to dig our way to China. We got maybe about halfway there.
The japonica bush, it's a flower that has a little green nub at the top, and then a bell-shaped flower comes, red flower comes down like a big skirt. And so we always picked those japonica flowers, and I would sit there and spread out all my japonica flowers, and they'd be different members of the family. They would all be doing things, and the father would be going off to the fields with a horse made out of stick, and And the mother would walk to the store and get its little basket of stuff and walk back, and we actually acted out things with them.
We had this weeping willow tree with the fronds that reach all the way down to the ground. You go inside, people can't see in, but you can see out. We played doctor for almost all of one summer. It would be a minute skin patch by skin patch inspection, and then we'd just do something else, totally unrelated, like push each other on skates or something like that.
Grass was one of my favorite things to do, to lay down on my stomach in the grass so that my head was just at the same height of the grass and just watch all the bugs that were crawling around in the grass.
And then I saw the spider ran back into its hiding place, and I looked all over to see its hideout, but I didn't quite look all around, so I didn't find the spider again because I don't like spiders that much.
We'd build a little place we hide out down to the river, we call it. We had a swimming hole way. That's all we had. We didn't have a playground.
I just remember that all the times of the year were beautiful. And I'd try to say, oh, this is the best, you know, spring, when all the leaves are coming out and the violets are blooming. All through the hills, you can see the yellow forsythia and the red japonica. And I love the hills in the wintertime. The tree trunks look like sticks. And then fall is the prettiest time. I guess I got that from my mother, because she so appreciated nature. She was always saying, Lord Gillern, this is the prettiest time. That was the thing I remember her saying the most.
Skip Through the Shadows, Scenes from Childhood in the Secret Garden, was produced by Jenna Allison. With thanks to Susan Stone. Cameo appearance by Gene Ritchie. Theme music by Larry London. Skip Through the Shadows was made possible by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting through National Public Radio's Satellite Program Development Fund.